Armadoxy for today, Advent Day 15 of 50, for women. In the previous sessions, we've learned the need to take control of our lives emotionally and spiritually as much as physically. In addressing murder and adultery, Jesus separates the thought from the action. In controlling our desires or lust, we find the necessity to structure our physical urges. Marriage is the vehicle by which we take control of that power. And you would assume that Jesus' next statement would be about the sanctity of marriage. Well, it is, in a rather roundabout way, because next, Jesus speaks not about marriage, but about divorce. The passage in question comes from Matthew chapter 5, 31 and 32. It has been said, anyone who divorces his wife must give a certificate of divorce. But I tell you that anyone who divorces his wife, except for sexual immorality, makes her the victim of adultery. And anyone who marries a divorced woman commits adultery. Now, this passage is an addendum to his commandment on adultery, if for no other reason than to save the virtue of the woman, or what we may call today women's rights. At the time of Jesus, women did not have many rights. In fact, they were not accounted for unless they were married or had a son. By adding this passage to the adultery commandment, Jesus is standing up for the rights of those who had no one to advocate for them. Throughout the Gospels, Jesus addresses the plight of the widow and women. In today's passage, by addressing divorce without first discussing marriage, Jesus once again champions for the voiceless. So, via this comment on divorce, Jesus is talking about marriage. And even more importantly, the commitment that the man has made to his wife. Definitely something to be noted and marked in our journal through Advent. Let us pray the 16th hour of the prayer of St. Nersa Shnorhali. O my God, who opens your hand and fills all things living with your bounty, to you I commit my soul. Do care for me and provide for the needs of my body and soul forever. Have mercy upon your creatures and on me, a sinner. Amen.